My name is Don Schulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society, and that is why I like it.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. That was Blood on the Saddle with Dan. Cheers, mate. Good to have you back. Now it's time for Chips with Everything, the British music show. And, you know, we've got a whole hour and we're going to fill it with really our greatest choice. I'm saying hour. I'm actually alone. My buddy Dave, who co-hosts the show, he's away this week, having a good time on the island. Volunteering at the Comox Music Festival, but I will be playing British music hits and so on for the next hour. I do have some good stuff lined up and some fantastic CanCon too, so please continue listening at CITR 101.9 FM. Gonna start the show with a little Calvin Harris tribute. First of all, a remix of a band called Passion Pit. Then one of his originals, I'm Not Alone, and then a cover of one of his songs by The Editors. Calvin Harris, I guess he's like a 22-year-old Scottish guy who people didn't think he would stick around too long, but he, like 3 years later, he's still at it. So I put together these three songs to open the show. This is Chips with Everything, the British music show. This is Passion Pit. We'll be right back.
alone. If I see a light flashing, could this mean that I'm coming home? If I see a man waving, does this mean that I'm not alone?
Acceptable in the 80s. It
This is Chips with Everything, CITR's British music show. This is actually a track that Frankie Howard brought out in the 90s. And Frankie Howard is an old English comedian. And I do not know the history of this, but it's called Titter Ye Not. Came out on a 12-inch single with a similar thing on the other side, more of a rave track rather than a sort of drum and bass jungle-y thing. Anyway, before that it was The Editors with Acceptable in the 80s, the Calvin Harris song, preceded by a bit of a remix of I'm Not Alone, and this band Passion Pit with a Calvin Harris remix of their fantastic work. Okay, CITR in Vancouver. It's actually a nice sunny day here at UBC, which is, the extreme west end of the city where the radio station is based. It's 19 degrees outside right now. I did come from East Van, though, about 40 minutes ago, and I have to say it was cloudy and it was actually raining. So I don't know what that's all about. I blame the city council. I'm sure they've got something to do with the west being nicer than the east in this case. The forecast is thus. Tonight, 12 degrees centigrade with a little bit of cloud and becoming windy. Tomorrow, Monday, clearing in the morning, high of 20, UV index 7 or high. I don't know what the UV index is. I always put on the same amount of sunscreen every day. It's 516 on CITR 101.9. After this, we're going to play a song by the Pet Shop Boys.
Thank you. taking, it's the lessons learned to. Everywhere around the world now, they're turning to you. Crystal blue. Every boy and every girl will soon be doing their best to get to you.
Why that everything pisses him off. He wonders. stuff geriatric scenery, maximizes press insulation development, grunting sapphire clubs incidentally. But tonight, Sam Plan Bombay Bermuda in diphtheria, rustic McAlpine Splendor, rabbit and fat fooey jerks rapidly with biro rule liners, my screen gauges mix rate, with nipples and tiptoe rustic machinery, rustically in hand. Good evening and welcome. Foreskin, mousetrap view, Mount Everest, tin tray, lobotomy in England. Meanwhile, on Rutland Weekend Television, it's time for music.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present Quintron and Miss Pussycat with guests The Manipulators and Channels 3 and 4. Mr. Quintron, the multi-instrumentalist one-man band from New Orleans, will be accompanied by Miss Pussycat at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 12th. Doors are at 8 p.m. and the show starts at 9:30. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat and Scratch. You can buy tickets online at ticketweb.ca. For more information, visit citr.ca.
Hey, Carl, I'm going to be in Calgary Saturday for Sled Island. Yeah, I should tell you.
Stay straight.
This is CITR 101.9 FM. As you heard, it's 31 minutes after 5. This is, excuse me, Chips with Everything, the British music show. And it's actually a nice sunny day now in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks for listening. Okay, what have we listened to most recently? Just going back to the last break, Pet Shop Boys with a single called Somewhere. They came out sometime in the 90s, I believe. And I don't know, not as well known as some of their other covers, like Go West. Then Everything Pisses Me Off by the Sarcastic Mannequins, who are a Vancouver band of yesteryear. I think it's fair to say. I think their heyday was late 80s. And let's see, I recognize, is it Kevin Beasley? He was in the Smugglers. He's in this band too, back at this point. The album was called Little Brother. And it's a three-piece band that were very good. Here's a song by Jackie Trent that you'll recognise. I thought this was an unusual song to cover. Show Me the Way to Go Home.
Home.
CITR 101.9. Chips with Everything is the show. You just heard the Mystery Jets with a track off of their latest effort, Serotonin. That track is Dreaming of Another World, preceded by Jackie Trent with Show Me the Way to Go Home. At 6 o'clock on CITR, it'll be time for Queer FM with Heather. So, you know, remain tuned. This is a track by Cutler Rock, which is called Old School. And what is the title? Oh, yeah, Post Punk Progression. An old, this track, I guess, was big in the days of the big beat, as they called it. This kind of fun, bouncy, big drums, techno, electronic music of the mid-90s. I'm going to play another one after this by Sensateria called Give Me My Auger Back. Come on.
know, so they stuck a sausage up her.
And then they stuck it back in the refrigerator.
And then they put a cucumber, and they put a, what else? They put something else.
Pickle, cucumbers, and sausages.
I don't know what this girl's made of.
Fruit.
Compilation CD of basically songs like that. It's called Boobs Junk Shock Glam Discotheque. It's like a whole bunch of early 70s singles by mostly bands that never went anywhere. I don't recognize any of these bands actually. Let's see. That was a band that was unfortunately named Rats. With a track called Turtle Dove. I mean, great song. Bad name for a band, maybe. Paul, let's see who else is on here. I can't find the list. Never mind. Preceding that, two classics from the Big Beat era. And if you want to know what Big Beat was... It was basically a style of electronic music with, a lot of samples from the 60s and 70s, funk, jazz, and rock songs too, I guess. Kind of acid house synths and big break beats. And heyday, of course, the 90s. These are probably some of the most famous artists, electronic artists in the world. Prodigy, Fatboy Slim, the Chemical Brothers. This was such a fun genre. I guess a bit of a bad rap by critics. Anyway, that was two tracks. Cutler Rock with post-punk progression and Sensateria with Give Me My Auger Back. I'm going to bring the house down bring the curtain down with this track by Captain Ahab from their new album, The End of Irony. And I played it before. But I didn't play all of it.
Now, welcome to the stage, our next performer, Mr. Captain Ahab. I am alive. I am a man. I am the oldest man alive. I have been alive forever. I sit atop my mountain stronghold and I look down at the other men at my feet and I laugh. I laugh at you. You, the lesser men, you, whose lives flicker by me like a cloud of gnats. You are born and you die as I open and close my eyes to blink. I watched as my slaves built for me the pyramids. I spoke the words as they were carved onto the Rosetta Stone. I watched as Rome burned, as Pompeii was crushed, and as the Twin Towers fell. I have always been, and I will always be. You may see me, though you will not know me. You may see me at the club. You may see me on the street. You will be dazzled by my golden chains, by my spinning wheels, by my shining clothes. I have the biggest hat in the world. It's got a million diamonds hanging from its brim. It's been dyed a color that no painter has ever been able to mix, and it could shade all the starving children of the world at the same time. I live in the biggest house in the world. It's the size of 100 cities. I can sleep in a different room each night, and my bedspread is woven from the hairs of queens. I drive the fastest car in the world. Its seats are made from human skin. Its lights are brighter than a million suns, and its windshield is made out of diamonds and dreams. Dreams. And oh yeah, I'll make the loudest beats in the world with my kick drum boots. It's crumble and fall, so if you hear my music pumping, you're gonna get fucked up.
I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick.
I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick. I don't have a dick.
Choice or otherwise, nor will I ever have one. I am not feminized by this lack. Do not take this to mean that I lack the phallus in the psychoanalytic sense. I am not powerless. I am not sterile. It is not from overcompensation for my dicklessness that I have achieved authority and omnipotence. I am not great and powerful because I don't have a dick. I am great and powerful and I don't have a dick. This does not make me anti-dick. I am not suggesting the removal of dicks, and I do not advocate castration. This is merely the explanation of a coincidental fact. For me, possessing or not possessing a dick affects absolutely nothing. I am simply revealing to you, the listener, through song, my factual biological state. So now that we understand each other, sing with me the four tenets of our new civilization.
Look, give me the